A woman rain.
The days are full of water. The wet season has drowned the village soccer fields and banana groves and manioc gardens, even flooded some of the less carefully placed stilt houses along the river. Young saplings are submerged completely, and fish fly like birds through their branches. Huge muscular trees stand like people up to their torsos in water. Epiphytic orchids and the tree-hollow nests of parrots and bamboo rats are at eye level when you stand in your canoe. On the wide branches, tank bromeliads, plants related to pineapples with spiked succulent leaves, are themselves tiny lakes. The leaves mesh to form an overflowing bowl. Some 500 different species, centipedes, scorpions, tree frogs, ants, spiders, mosquitoes, salamanders, lizards, have been recorded living in a bromeliad's bowl, a mini-world of rainwater. Every day, there's an extravagant, transforming rain. Sometimes a storm cracks the sky with lightning, crashes branches, rips animals from the trees, and then is gone. This is a man rain, Moises says. But a rain that pours itself out for hours, sobbing and heaving, that, he explains, is a woman rain, because a woman can cry all day. As the days are full of water, the nights are full of sound. It's as if all that is revealed by daylight, trees veiled like brides and lianas, leaves the size of canoe paddles, the nests of birds, ants, and termites, hanging like tumors, like goiters, like breasts, is transformed by the dark into sound. From tree and ground and water, voices rise like little bells and tiny flutes. Trills, screams, warnings, laments. They speak in the language of water. In the wet season, the sun grebe's nighttime call sounds like water falling into a tin cup. A ladder-tailed nightjar cries out the name of the river. Tuwayu! Tuwayu! Jewel-eyed tree frogs sing in voices like bubbles rising up from the water, breaking its surface like breath. The river is the looking glass into another world. By day, the water is a perfect mirror of trees and sky, and yet its glassy surface moves so quickly that if you enter the water without a life jacket, the current will sweep you under. The river people speak of the Ankant, an enchanted city beneath the water, ruled by beings they call encantados. Those who visit never want to leave, because everything is more beautiful there. At night, even the stars seem brighter in the water than in the sky. The constellations shine above, their starry reflections below, and from the trees, the glowing eyes of wolf spiders, tree boas, tree frogs. In your canoe, you feel like you're traveling through the timeless starscape of space. But if you stop and wait, the encantados will come. At first, you may feel a sizzle of bubbles rising beneath the craft, and a fusion of pearls cast up from below like a net of enchantment. If the night is moonless, you will know only their breath. But if the moon is full, you may see a form rising from the water, gathering into the shape of a dolphin. Inches from your canoe, a face may break the surface, a face at once otherworldly and eerily familiar. The forehead is clearly defined like a person's. The long beak sticks out like a nose. The skin is delicate like ours. Sometimes it's grayish or white, and sometimes dazzlingly, impossibly pink. The creature turns its neck and looks at you, and opening the top of its head, gasps, "Cha!" In Brazil, they call this dolphin Boto. They say the Boto can turn into a person, that it shows up at festas to seduce men and women. They say you must be careful, or it will take you away forever to the Ankant, the enchanted city beneath the water. In Peru, they call the creature Bufeo Colorado, the ruddy dolphin. Shamans say its very breath has power, and that the sound it utters when it gasps can send poison darts flying as if from a blowgun. Scientists call it by the species name, Inia geoffrensis. They say it represents an ancient lineage of toothed whales, a freshwater dolphin caught in a Miocene time warp since the era when alligators bigger than Tyrannosaurus rex lurked in the shallows, when flightless, carnivorous terror birds 6 feet tall seized prey with three-fingered, saber-tipped hands. Each person who encounters an incantado is touched by its enchantment. Each comes away from the encounter speaking a different truth, informed by dreams and ghosts and the hot, whispered breath of rain on the river. For here in the Amazon, where unfathomable tragedies collide with unquenchable desires, the most preposterous of impossibilities come true.